Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, live from our KGGF Historic Studios in Coffeyville. I'm Sam Speck, joined in studio by CCC's Yvonne Hull. Yvonne, welcome back.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yes, back to work Monday, as I think there was a statistic online. Some 14 million people will be calling in to work today. So you and I are not any of those individuals.
We are not in that. I do know some that are, though.
Yes, the football hangover day today, as football season officially ended. Super Bowl yesterday. Regardless of how you thought that outcome was going to go, me as a Patriot hater, it was not my favorite game. It was.
I think it was the most boring game I've ever seen in my entire life.
So now we got to recreate our own energy today here on a Monday, and with that, CCC's always got some stuff going on. Always got activities going on over there. So I think that's a good place to start. I think it says esports, new activity in a golf course as well. So quite a bit of new stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I don't know if you have seen it, but esports gaming is huge. You know, I mean, you grow up and your folks are like, get outside, quit playing those video games. But it is actually paying for people's way through college. They are competing professionally now. There are national competitions and tournaments. And so CCC is happy to be on that wagon. And we have started an esports activity program. We hired Gary Tucker. He is from Independence area, and he's going to be our golf coach as well as our esports coach. And wow. Gary has hit the ground running, so we are pretty stoked about that. I believe he's already signed 5 Kansas kids to be part of that program, and it will effectively go into play this fall. So we're in the process of figuring out what that lab looks like, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, for maybe a student or a parent that knows that they've got a student that would be interested, is there certain prereqs that they have to take to get into it, or what kind of, course would this be considered underneath?
Well, actually, it's not necessarily under a course, but we have had several of his students that are interested in the esports are also interested in an information systems technology, which we, by chance, happen to have a fabulous IT program. So students that are interested in information technology are typically the ones that he's been signing for this. They've also been asking about web design, which we offer that, and then just different computer courses that folks are interested in. But most of his students that he's signed thus far have been interested in the IT. And we offer that at our tech program. So
yeah, when I was in college, I was interning for a radio station down in Denver, and we had to do Comic-Con that year, and the Denver Comic-Con. It was huge. And that was just, again, it's not video games, but again, it's that whole superhero kind of the video game. This the whole scene. It's massive. You would not believe the amount of people that came to that Comic-Con, and then also. You know, I've seen videos of it as well. You're right. There's huge competitions. I mean, they sell out stadiums.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Well, and now there is even a TV show. There's a couple of TV shows, actually, where they're following some of these teams that are at the university levels. And so there's an opportunity for someone to transfer from community college into the university level. Because like I said, there are TV programs. I was just watching last month, and on Saturday morning, there was this esports team of women, all girls, and they're following them around. It's real TV, and they're doing their thing and winning. And then in November, I had the opportunity to be in Las Vegas, and the Luxor Hotel has an entire section that is dedicated to esports. I was blown away. I went in and took all kinds of pictures and videos, but it's a big, big deal, and we are excited to be on the cutting edge of what's next and out there.
Yeah, well, and this is an astronomical example here, but you had mentioned paying their way through college. There is some, I believe that it's a streamers, basically, where they allow other people to watch them play video games and they can be interactive in whichever, but there is some out there that are making 5 to 6 figures per stream, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So that's an astronomical example. That's probably your highest pay that you're going to find. But I mean, even with that, I'm sure a college student would take a couple extra $100 per week, and if they can do that by playing video games and being promoting, and again, that's almost a business aspect behind it as well, as finding promotions and being a part of that. But great, I think it's something. You were right, you know, as parents, when I was a parent, I had, or not a parent, when I was a kid, my parents had a 2 hour limit. You know,
yes.
I had 2 hours on the PlayStation and get outside, you know.
We did the same thing.
And so great, great. You got to love the support that's behind it because they're out there. And then a new golf coach as well. So they, I believe, are they a spring or a fall?
Both.
Okay.
We have men and women's golf. And Mr. Gary Tucker, who is also doing our esports, will be our golf coach as well. Gary is super excited. He's already been out working with the students out on the course, and they're looking forward to a great fall and spring. So
very exciting.
He's doing a good job.
Always doing stuff for the students, but also for the ones around Coffeyville and some community courses coming up.
Yes, we are consistently looking for things that would be of interest to our stakeholders and to those that maybe just want to get out and learn something new. So we are offering in the month of February, I think I talked about this last month, a Painting 101 class. Michael DeRosa, who is our art instructor, will be teaching that class. It will meet every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. there in the Orsland Hall, which is here on 8th Street. And he's just, it doesn't matter if you cannot draw a stick figure, he will help you. He will figure that out. And it's going to be a fun class. You know, I took his pottery class. He did a community pottery class, and I took that, and I had a ton of fun, and I knew absolutely nothing about ceramics or pottery. And so it was a lot of fun. So yeah, he'll be doing that. And then just in time for Valentine's Day, we are going to have a Valentine cookie decorating class. That's a one-night class. It will run from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Oak Room of the Student Union, and that's going to be next Tuesday, February the 12th. Our very own Kathy Robinson will be teaching that class, the cookies. You'll walk away with a dozen decorated cookies.
Nice.
Just in time for Valentine's Day that you can give to your loved ones or enjoy yourself.
I was going to say, nothing wrong with a dozen cookies back for yourself, no doubt. But you got to appreciate those courses, you know, where you had mentioned it's interactive, such as painting and pot making or, you know, pottery, whichever. But the instructor to, you know, be accepting of all levels of it because you're not a good artist.
And, yeah.
And unfortunately for us, there are some people out there that are incredibly good artists. And it's almost demoralizing, you know, to be next to somebody that's like, wow, you are incredibly talented and I've just created this stick figure. But you know, a good instructor, a good teacher up at the top will, you know, he'll make you feel accepted in there no matter what. So you always got to appreciate that, because when it comes to art, you know, I can do a little bit, but oh man, in comparison to a lot of individuals out there, it's like, wow.
Well, and that exactly. Bad. And that would be Mr. DeRosa. You know, he you can come in and he'll make you feel completely comfortable, and he'll work with you at whatever level you're at. So if either one of those classes are something that you think you would be interested in, then by all means contact Jenny Phillips. She is the administrative assistant to our Vice President for Academic Services. So Miss Jenny Phillips, and her phone number is 620-251-7700, extension 2166. So
nice.
Just give Jenny a call, and she will get you lined up. And I know the painting class starts tonight, but I'm sure if you decided today that you wanted to take that class, we would take you.
Great stuff. Always looking to reach out to, again, to the community members and get them involved there. So Painting 101, and a good chance to make some Valentine's Day cookies next week. But tell me a little bit more about something going on with us Valentine's Day, considering it's just a couple of weeks away.
It is. Well, our choral department is offering Singing Valentines. We've done this in the past, and our new director, Markel Porter, has brought this back. And so her students will be offering Singing Valentines to the community. There is a fee for that, but you do need to order by this Friday, because there's three different levels of gifts that you can purchase, and they come, all of them come with a song, and then they either come with a bag of candy, or I think there's some flowers. It depends on whichever level that you want to get in on, and you can pick, there's one song that is selected for you, and then the other song you get to pick. There's a list of four or five songs that you can pick from, and then surprise your loved one with Singing Valentines and candy and flowers at their place of employment or their classroom or whatever the case may be. So if you're interested in that, you can go online to coffeyville.edu and complete that order form by this Friday. Or if that doesn't work for you, then you can go see Miss Porter in Nellis Hall, and I believe she's in room 101.
Yeah, major points right there, fellas. If you're thinking of a good Valentine's Day gift, I remember having, it was just one of her coworkers, but I had to be quick. I dropped off a dozen of flowers and, you know, just bringing something to work. Bringing
yes.
You're surprising them at work or surprising them whether they're, you know, having a stress day, and then boom, you come in with this Valentine's gift. There you go, fellas.
And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like a singing Valentine. I'm going to give a little kudos here to my husband, Mr. Frankie Jean. He ordered a singing Valentine a couple of years ago when I was at the tech campus, and they walk in and they called me up to the front, and I was just like, what is going on?
Oh, that's great.
And it was the best thing ever.
Yeah,
so
that's great. And
fabulous.
Some people always try and shy away from that attention, but you know when you're at a restaurant and you know the whole place is singing happy birthday to you, you enjoy that, or the whole place is singing happy Valentine's
you to totally
you.
Get in
yeah,
and sing
exactly.
happy birthday with those
exactly.
waiters, don't you? So do
exactly.
I want to make those people feel good.
Exactly. So very neat with that. And again, fellas, there's some bonus points for you if you needed a good Valentine's
That's
Day
right.
gift right there.
Or
chocolates,
maybe you're
flowers.
In the doghouse. It's time to help get out of the doghouse. Let CCC Coral Department help you
there
with that.
There you go. Exactly. The Coral Department with that. So very neat. Singing Valentine's. Tell me a little bit about one of the more classic stories ever, Romeo and Juliet. Do you guys have a showing of that coming up?
We do. Romeo and Juliet, director Ryan Mahana. Is in charge of that this year, and it is our spring production. It will be February 22nd through the 24th. We'll have the 22nd and 23rd will be 7:30 p.m. showings, and then the 24th is a 2 p.m. matinee showing. It is an adapted version, so it's not the full length. It's going to be about 75 minutes, I think, is what he said, so a little over an hour. But we are super excited about that. He has invited several of the area high schools to come in, and they'll be coming in and they'll be giving performances during the day providing an opportunity for local area high schools to see what it's like to be part of the theater program and enjoy a great production. So,
yeah, and I've always appreciated that about Ryan. I believe Ryan's fairly new, isn't he?
I think this is his second year.
Yeah, second full year. And it was one thing, because I've interviewed him a couple of times on their winter shows with that, but that was a couple of things that he really emphasized was the local talent around here is surprising. You know, you would be surprised with the theatrical talent that is around here, and he tries to influence younger people, whether they're in, you know, high school or middle school, just to come by and check it out. And if it's something you're interested in, it don't be afraid to try it. So
exactly,
always appreciated that.
And there's so many different levels of participation in the theater. Yeah. I mean, maybe you're not an actor, maybe you're not that center stage person, but you like the set design, or you like costume, or you like lighting and sound. He will work with you on any of that. And as a matter of fact, he just went up north and worked with a high school on their, I think it's called combat performance. Anyway, he went up and he did a seminar for a high school up north and assisted them with their program, because they're working on a play right now and they weren't real sure on some things. And so they reached out to him and said, hey, will you come help us with this? And he said, absolutely. So, and I know he's helped over at Labette High School as well, Labette County.
Yeah, so are you guys going to have a similar ticketing system with this as you
yes.
have these last couple?
We will, yes. Tickets are free, but you do need to reserve a spot.
Yeah,
so.
Just so we don't have, because I know, again, the theaters is, you'd be surprised at the talent there, and you'd be surprised at how popular it is. You guys can get quite a good crowd over there.
It is, and with Romeo and Juliet, the expectation is that the attendance will be high on it as well, much like Beauty and the Beast. So we are excited about that and excited to see what the spring play will do.
Yeah, I've always I enjoyed sitting down with Ryan, and I can't wait to hear how this play goes out, and I'm sure it's going to be just as good as the last as well. So Romeo and Juliet coming up, a few showings at the end of this month. We'll have more on that as we get closer to it, but again, just a good little something to knock on the calendar right there for you. You got Singing Valentine's, got some community courses as well, so much at CCC. Again, Yvonne Hull joining us here this morning in studio. Yvonne, any final notes for our listeners out there?
Well, you know, I do. I want to say congratulations to the radio station on your award.
Thank you.
You guys received one of the Chamber's awards. Was it Small Business?
It was Business.
Business
of the Year.
Sorry about that. And I know that we are very thankful for our partnership that we have with the radio station. And so well-deserved kudos and good job.
Thanks, Yvonne. As, somebody who is very, you know, sports influenced, sports heavy, I could not, you know, it wouldn't be the same without the connection that we have with CCC and the ability to follow the football team, to follow the basketball team and be a part of it and then hear all the great news that we get out of it. So we appreciate the relationship and, big thanks out of you guys as well for the support that we have had here. So, again, that's Yvonne Hull with Coffeyville Community College. Yvonne, we'll check in with you in a couple weeks.
Okay, I'll be back.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.